Scholastic Audio presents Bears of the Ice, Book 1, The Quest of the Cubs, by Catherine Lasky, read by Fiona Hardingham. The clock did not create an interest in time measurement. The interest in time measurement led to the invention of the clock. David Landes, Revolution in Time. Prologue. The bear's shadows slid across the snow, gobbling the jumble ice that had piled around the den. They were ragged-looking creatures, and huge. Across their broad chests were stripes of dark blood. Old blood, not from their own bodies. Most likely from a seal. The realization sent a strange chill through Sveina. Honorable bears did not celebrate the killing of prey. It was one of the first lessons cubs learned out on the ice. The relationship between predator and prey was sacred. One killed for hunger, nothing more. And here these two ragged bears were, strutting about, parading their slaughter. "What do you want?" Sveina called, as the two bears approached. She stepped forward to put herself between the strangers and the entrance to her den.
"We've come for your cubs, madam,"
said one whose face was crisscrossed with fighting scars. Sveina's chest seemed to cave into her body.